This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russia's Federal Security Service says 60 people at least were killed and more than 145 wounded Friday in an attack at the Moscow Concert Hall. VOA's Rick Pantaleo reports.
The venue is reportedly still on fire and the death toll may rise. The attack, which Russian authorities are investigating as terrorism, is the deadliest in Russia in recent years. Several gunmen burst into the concert hall on the edge of Moscow and sprayed visitors with automatic gunfire, killing and wounding dozens and starting a massive blaze. Russian media reported a second blast at the venue. There were reports that some of the gunmen had barricaded themselves somewhere in the building and that the venue's roof has collapsed. The attack comes days after President Vladimir Putin cemented his grip on the country in a highly orchestrated electoral landslide. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Tel Aviv Friday. The two discussed the possibility of an Israeli military offensive into the southern Gaza city of Rafah, something the United States has repeatedly said it is against.
Blinken said the U.S. supports Israel's right to defend itself and shares the goal of defeating Hamas. However,
as we said, though, a major military ground operation in Rafah is not the way to do it. It risks killing more civilians. It risks wreaking greater havoc with the provision of humanitarian assistance. It risks further isolating Israel around the world and jeopardizing its long-term security and standing.
For his part, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said he appreciates the U.S. support. However, they still plan to carry out the military action in Rafah, despite U.S. objections.